Merry Christmas! All Advent long I've been trying to avoid using that phrase, but now I don't have to because it's finally here. It's a great blessing for us to be celebrating Christmas, which of course is our celebration of the incarnation of God, that is, that God became man. For many people, this can be difficult to believe. It can be hard to understand. Why would God do something like that? It may be difficult for some people to accept. However, I'd like to share with you a story that can help us in our understanding of why God might become man. In fact, this story is from Paul Harvey, a famous radio host. The story goes that a generally good man was having difficulty in his belief in the incarnation. And so when it came time for Christmas, he told his wife that he wasn't going to go with her and the kids because he'd feel like a hypocrite if he went. And so he decided that he was going to stay home. Meanwhile, she left with the kids for midnight mass. And shortly after she left, it started to snow. And he watched out the window as the snow started to get heavier and heavier. And he decided he was going to go back to his chair and read the newspaper near the fireplace. And as he was doing that, he was suddenly startled by a thump or a thud. And he was curious as to what that might have been, but then he heard it again. And he thought, well, maybe somebody's throwing snowballs at my window. So he rushed to his front door and he looked outside, and what he found was a flock of birds huddled in the snow. They must have been caught by the storm and, desperate to find shelter, tried to fly into his house by running into his window. Well, he felt sorry for the birds and he didn't want them to freeze to death. So he decided that he would let them stay in his barn. So he went to the barn and opened the door and turned on the light, hoping that that would be enough. But it wasn't. The birds didn't go to the barn. So he thought, well, I can get some breadcrumbs, I can create a trail, and that'll bring them over to the barn, and then they'll be safe. And so he did it. But that didn't work either. So he tried to shoo them into the barn. He tried to catch them and carry them into the barn. But instead, the birds just scattered. And he was a bit frustrated. And he thought, well, maybe they're afraid of me. Maybe they're just not able to understand what I'm trying to do. To them, I must be like this strange and terrible creature. And they're just not able to realize that I'm trying to help them, not hurt them. But they just wouldn't follow him, regardless of whatever he tried. So as he reflected more on this, he thought to himself, if only I were a bird, then I could mingle with them, then I could speak to them, then I could talk to them. Then they wouldn't be afraid of me. I can show them the way to safety into the barn, where it's nice and warm. But I would have to be one of them, so that they could understand. And at that moment, the church bells began to ring, announcing the celebration of Christmas. So the man fell to his knees. He finally got it. He finally understood Christmas and the incarnation. As he struggled to help the birds, as he struggled to lead them to the barn, he knew why God had become human. He knew why God became man. He came in a way that we could understand him. He came in a way that we could receive him. He came in a way that we wouldn't be afraid of him. He came in a way that he could save us. God became man to save us from our sins, as we heard in our second reading. We are burdened and trapped by our sins. They weigh us down. They keep us from God. They separate us from him. And they can prevent us from being with him forever in heaven. So God needed to come and save us through his birth, his passion, his death, and his resurrection. He also came to dispel our fear and to reveal to us love. He reveals to us love because God the Father gave us his only Son. And his Son came to suffer and die on the cross to reconcile us to the Father. This self-sacrifice of Jesus Christ, this offering of himself, this free gift that he makes of himself out of love for God and love for all of us is so pleasing to God the Father that it makes up for all the sins of all of humanity for all time. Such a sacrifice reveals his love. As he tells us in his own words, no one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And so he came to reveal love to us. He also came to be a model of holiness for us. On our own, we cannot make it to heaven. We need the grace of God to help us. We need to be able to cooperate with God's grace. We need to grow in holiness. But we have difficulty knowing how to do that. And so we needed an example, someone to show us what that looks like. How is it that a human being can grow in virtue? What is it like to pray as we ought? We needed Jesus to come and teach us in a way that we could understand and receive it. We needed him as our example. Lastly, he came to give us a share in the life of God. St. Irenaeus tells us, "For this is why the Word became man. The Son of God became the Son of Man, so that man, by entering into communion with the Word, and thus receiving divine sonship, might become a Son of God." It's by God's grace that we become sons and daughters of God. It's by his grace that we are united to him here on earth, and hopefully will be united with him forever in heaven. The story I started with illustrates some of these points, some of these reasons why Jesus had become man. But our readings cover the other reasons that I had mentioned as well. They help us to better understand, believe, and appreciate why God became man and dwelt among us. Our Lord even outdoes himself, though. Yes, he came and became human and was one among us, but he also goes a step further and makes himself available to us again and again in the Eucharist. For the Eucharist is the celebration of his work of salvation. And this work of salvation reveals to us his love for us. It teaches us to be self-sacrificing like he was. And it grants us the grace to be united with him here on earth and have a share in his divine life forever in heaven. But all too often, we get caught up in the busyness of life. All too often, we overlook God who is at work in our midst. All too often, we find it difficult to hear God speaking to us. We find it difficult to recognize him among us. We have a tendency all too often to ignore him, to fail to pray as we ought, and to follow his teachings. All too often we allow ourselves to be trapped by sin, to be caught up with sin. Sometimes we may even doubt God's love for us or even his existence. However, it's easier to remain in relationship with God when we do so with others, when we do so with our friends and our family, when we come together to worship God. When we gather for Mass every week, we are remembering the good work that God had done, that he had become man out of love for us, and how he strengthens us, and how when we come together, we're strengthening each other as well, to push back against all the things that would lead us away from God. At Mass, we are reminded that he came to save us, that he's revealing his love to us, that he is this example of holiness for us, and that he is giving us an opportunity to have a share in his divine life as we participate in the worship that we have at Mass. So let us gather together every Sunday and Holy Day to remember what God has done for us and to let him strengthen us through the graces that he offers to us at Mass so that we can one day be with him forever in heaven. And as we celebrate his incarnation, his first coming, particularly his birth, as we celebrate Christmas, let us also prepare ourselves to encounter him in the most Holy Eucharist.